ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, with the permission of Hashem, parashat ואתה תצווה. This parasha is the parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the week that Moshe Rabbeinu died, the 7th of Adar. It's the parasha of Neshama, v'yikhu elecha Hashemen Zayit. And this parasha is Hashemen, it's Neshama. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that every Jew should bring you Shemen, and the question is, what the Torah said, what the Torah don't say, Vikhuli Shemen, the same way that when Hashem said, Vikhuli Teruma, that he should take for me a donation to build the Mishkan, so they should say, Vikhuli Shemen, they should bring me Shemen for the Shemen Katit, for pure oil, olive oil for to light the menorah. So why Vikhu Elecha, that they should bring you? They should bring you. This is the question that I was asking. Besides this, if you notice, in this parasha, it has mentioned the name of Moshe. Do you know that? If you will watch this parasha, you will not find the name of Moshe. It says Ve'ata Tetzaveh, in your order. Ve'ata Tetzaveh, the name of Moshe is not mentioned in this parasha. And the Chachamim, they said that the reason why the name of Moshe is not mentioned in the parasha, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to Hashem, if you don't forgive the Bnei Israel for the Egel that they did, so you destroy me. Take my name from the Torah. Mahini mi sifrecha. Wipe my name from the Torah. I don't want my name to be mentioned. Anyway, I don't want to live. But if you live, if you don't kill the Bnei Israel, so you can let my name. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he forgive the Bnei Israel for the Egel, so Hashem, he couldn't take the name of Moshe from the Torah, after all, because after all, Moshe Rabbeinu, he loved the Bnei Israel, and he was always the one who gave to the Bnei Israel love. So it was not normal that Hashem, he will wipe up, he will take the name of Moshe Rabbeinu from the Torah. But in the parasha of Tetzaveh, his name was not mentioned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, you wanted me to take your name from the Torah, so I will take it from one parasha. And from one parasha, he took the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. But still, because Moshe Rabbeinu was so good to the Bnei Israel, because he didn't want Hashem to kill them, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Moshe that his name will not be mentioned in the parasha. Is it normal that or not? Is it normal because I saved the life of your son, so you punish me? No. So how Moshe Rabbeinu, he saved the life of the Bnei Israel. The Bnei Israel, they are the Bnei Hashem. Banim atem l'Hashem elokechem. The Torah said that the children of Am Israel, they are like sons, they are considered like children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Avinu Malkinu. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu our father. So we are the sons, and Hashem is the father. So because Moshe Rabbeinu, he saved the Klal Israel from death, so Hashem will punish him. Is it normal? It's not normal. So we have a question. Why Hashem punished Moshe Rabbeinu? So you see, I would all those questions on this parasha, there are a lot of questions. And we have to understand the meaning of Atat Dabel Kol Chachmelev. Of course, there is here something deep to understand that you can learn. Of course, there is something incredible. You see, I think, you listen to me, okay? I think Hashem doesn't punish Moshe Rabbeinu by not putting his name in this parasha. In this parasha, you don't see, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, Daber ben Yisrael vikholi terum, vikholi shemen zayit, no. Hashem, I don't think, because Hashem he did not say the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is Parasha, that means that Hashem punished him. It doesn't mean because Hashem said Vikhu Elecha and not Vikhuli, that means there is a question here. But I was thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you love so much the Bnei Israel, you give your life for the Bnei Israel, you give time to the Bnei Israel. So Moshe, Ve'ata Tetzave, from now on, you are the one that the Bnei Israel will be connected to you. Ve'ata Tetzave, from now on, I want to give you the permission that you will be given the Shefa, the Ashpa'a. You the Tzaddik Hador. For me, you are the Tzaddik Hador, you are the Rabbi, you are the Tzaddik of the generation. So you are going to give, you are going to be the giver. Ve'ata Tetzave, now, it's not me who will give the order. It's you who will give the order. From here we understand that a tzaddik, when he gives an order, is like Hashem giving an order. Usually, always, we could think Hashem, he give the order to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem is to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you give the order. You're going to be the mashpia. Shemen is the name of Hashemen. Hashemen is the same word of Neshama. Hashemen. Hashemen is Otiyot Neshama. Vikhu Elecha Shemen. Shemen is Neshama, the Otiyot of Neshama. That means Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, from now on, the Bnei Israel are going to be connected to you. The Neshama will be connected to you. You will be given the Shefa. The Shefa will go to them. I mean, it's like a generator will give the electricity to all the city. You understand? It's like a central electric central who give the electricity to the whole city. You understand me? So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be the central. You're going to be the one who, through you, will be given the Shefa. Vikhu Elecha, that means the Neshama to the Bnei Israel will be connected to you. And through you, they will get the Shefa of the Kedusha. You're going to be the giver. Ve'ata Tetzave, just give an order and they will listen to you. Because you're going to be the Mashpia. And don't worry that they will not listen to you. They will listen to you. This is a reward that Hashem will give to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, you want me to take out your name from the Torah? Look, even if I take your name from the Torah, you're going to be the Mashpia. It's a big schar. You know, it's a big reward that Hashem will give to Moshe. It doesn't mean because your name is not mentioned in the Torah that your zichud will not be with the Bnei Israel. It doesn't mean that you will not be the one who connect the Jews to you, through you, you will be connected to me, and from you they will learn how to serve me. Even if your name is not mentioned in the Torah, just by your voice, by that itself, just give an order. Just through your order, everything is going to be alright. Usually, always, the one who wants to be, Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom, up to now, he was the one who received from Hashem to give to the Bnei Israel. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave him permission. He said, no, from now on, you're going to be the giver. Ve'ata Tetzave, you just give an order, even that your name is not mentioned in the Torah, whatever you say, it will be accepted. And even that, now we understand that means to don't forget that the Jews in the desert when they built the Mishkan, you know, just imagine in the desert they had no machine, okay? In the desert they had no machine, they had no equipment, they had nothing. How can you build so beautiful Mishkan with colors, with nothing, with no machine, with nothing? Tell me how. Tell me, just think, how can you do that? I mean, today, if you were to create a car, you need machines. You need a lot of machines. If you were to create, you know, an airplane, you need all kind of machines. Machines to factories to build this, and factories to build that. You know, you need a lot of equipment. You know, it's not easy to build. Can you imagine? In a few months, they created the Mishkan. How can you do that? Tell me. Yeah, but yes, but how can you? Of course, Ahdut, it's something. But you need factories. You need machines. And they had nothing. I mean, if you look how beautiful was the Aron HaKodesh. How can you build this kind of Aron HaKodesh with no factories, with no machines? You need equipment. I mean, you need equipment, and the equipment that to build them, and you need a city. I mean, they were in the desert, so really you need to be a big hacham to create all this quick. And how can he do that? That way, Hashem is to Moshe, "Atati daber el kol hachmei lev," and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you will talk to all people that they are hachamim. That means only by talking to them, you will give them the chokhmah to build and to create the what I need for the Mishkan. It's very deep. You talk. Now, it's a big experience. Hashem is to Moshe Rabbeinu. To build the Mishkan in the desert with no equipment, with no factories, with no machines, with nothing. I mean, it's not easy. I mean, all kind of material, fabrics, you know, all kind of colors. Can you imagine? Even Abli Shoham and Abli Biloim, the special stones that they needed for the Urim Tumim, the Gemara said they came with the Hashem. They did not have them in the desert, and by miracle, they came. On the Ruach bring them, you know, the Ruach, how do you call the Ruach? The wind. Yes, the wind. A wind bring them. They came from through a wind. Can you imagine that? I don't know if you saw how the Mishkan was built, and how the special clothes of the Kohen Gadol were made. It's incredible. I mean, you need a big chokhmah. How can you do that? So Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, ve'atati daber. When you talk, through talking, they will understand. I mean, you will be a mashpia on them through when you give them orders to those people. They will understand. You'll be mashpia on them a big influence, a big ashpa of chokhmah, and they will understand how to create all this equipment with no machine, with nothing in the desert. This is the meaning. Now we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ve'atati tzaveh." His name is not mentioned. That means your hashpa'ah on the Bnei Israel, it will be so big hashpa'ah on them when it comes to build the Mishkan, when it comes to do anything, when it comes to respect to a mitzvot, because you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you give them, when you talk to them, you will give them your face is a holy face. Through you, they will get hashpa'ah. Just talk and they will listen to you. That's why Hashem is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Shemed will bring you the Shemed to you, not to me, not to Yikholi Shemed. Why? That means Hashemed is the word of Neshama. That means by connecting the Neshama with you, so when you give them the orders, your orders to them, it will be so deep on them that they will give you their neshama, and that you will be taken their neshama. You will be taken every Jew what he needs, and 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 that was the schar that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. On one hand, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is not written in this parasha. And on the other hand, Hashem gave a big schar to Moshe Rabbeinu, that even that his name is not mentioned in the parasha, or whatever he will mention to the Jews, whatever he will say to the Jews, it will be accepted, and they will understand exactly what Hashem wanted from them. Why? Because their neshama is connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was in the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the deeper sod, secret of the El Kol Chachmelev. How can you be Chachmelev? Usually the Chokhmah is in the brain, yes or no? So what does that mean, Chachmelev? What does that mean, Chachmelev? So you must know one thing, that I heard yesterday a beautiful story about the Yehudi HaKadosh. You heard of him, the Yehudi HaKadosh? Yehudi HaKadosh, he was a big tzaddik. He was the Talmid of, Talmid of Baal Shem Tov, I think. His name is Yehudi HaKadosh. He was the Rebbe of Rabbi Bonnie Mipshishtha. He's a big tzaddik. He was so holy, so they never mentioned his name. They only said the holy Jew, the Yehudi HaKadosh, the holy Jew. Just don't forget about this name that I'm telling you. Yehudi HaKadosh. There is a lot of books about him. Yehudi HaKadosh. I mean, if you know a Hasid, you know, there in New York, just tell him about the Yehudi HaKadosh, he will tell you who he is. There is a lot of stories about him. And yesterday, his grandson, he came to see me. I think he's the Habsburg of Biala. He came to see me yesterday in Paris. And he told me a story about his father, the Admiral Mibiala, Alav Shalom. One day they came to his father and they told him that there is a Jew who has some stuff belonging to the Yehudi HaKadosh. Okay? And if you want to see them, you are the grandson of the Yehudi HaKadosh, so it's a big zichut for you to go to see them, if you want. Usually, he don't show them to nobody, but to you, he's willing to show them to you. Yeah, he was so excited. He said, okay, I'm going to go. And then he went there to the house, to that man, to see those stuff that belonged to the Yehudi HaKadosh. I think plates and I think books, something that it was written by his hand. Suddenly he said, no, I don't want to look at them. And he left the house. So his son, he told him, hey, Papa, but you're not excited to see this stuff that belonged to our grandfather. I mean, without him, we will not be here today. We came all the way along to see them, and now you refuse. You know what was his answer? He said, it's a big zchut to touch the stuff that belonging to my grandfather. It's a big zchut to touch them because they were used by a big tzaddik. But I prefer not to look at them. I prefer not to touch them. So his son told him why. He said, because I am only a man. And if I will see the stuff that belonged to my grandfather and the hand of somebody else, I will envy them. And the Torah said, Lo tahmod. The 10 commandments, there is one commandment that he said, Lo tahmod. You should not envy something belong to your friend. So I don't want to envy. I prefer not to look at them, not to envy the stuff of my grandfather that they are in the hand of somebody else. And from where the envy come? From the left, from the heart. When you envy something, It's not the brain, it's the heart. Okay? So now, according to that story, and according to what I'm telling you, that's what the Torah said, Chachmelev. What it is, the big Chokhmah, what it is, the big Chokhmah, is when you are mebatel, you cancel this midah of Tahmod, that you, each Jew he has in his heart. Because every man, he has this midah of Anvay, Hemda. What it is, the bigger Chokhmah to cancel this character, this midah, this midara'ah that of Lo Tahmod, that it's in your heart, when you work on you, you work on yourself, and you take it off. Look this rabbi, I told you. Look what Chokhmah he had. He was excited to see the stuff belonging to his grandfather, and then he became clever. Then he uses Chokhmah. He said, oh, the biggest Chokhmah is not to look at them. Some people will say the biggest Chokhmah is, wow, to look at them, to look at this stuff belong to a big tzaddik and to touch them. But what about if you invite them? So on one hand, you are doing a mitzvah that you look, you touch something that belong to a big tzaddik. And on the other hand, you do avera, you invite. You understand me? So now we understand where we put tefillin in the mind, in the brain, in the heart. Why? But because of that. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to use your Chokhmah where it is, in the brain, in your mind. But then you have to be clever that you have to turn your heart to be Zohar Chacham. Chachmelev, to be a clever heart. And to be a clever heart, it's a big work. Because usually, the mind is in the brain. The brain and the heart, you can use the heart for the kavod, because if through the heart, there is kinah, gaava, hemda, all these bad qualities are in the heart. So, with the tefillin that you put in your left hand, hand side, the left hand side, so you turn the heart, you turn the heart to be clever. I mean, how can you be clever? By turning, by canceling those midot ra'ot that have connected, that they have connection with the heart. By doing that, so you become hacham. This is hachmelev. This is hachmelev. Now you understand. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, be'atat tzaveh. Now, you Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to be careful. Now that whatever you will say to Jews, they will accept it. Because they will be makabel hashpa'ah on you. And now that they will be makabel hashpa'ah on you, so whatever you will tell them, they will be makabel, because their neshama will be in your hand. Because it's going to be the ba'al ha'bayit of the neshama. So you can do with them whatever you want. And you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can choose the people that you will feel that they are hachmelev, that they have the capacity to use their chokhmah, not only the brain, but to use the chokhmah, even the heart, to build the Beit HaMikdash. And you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know who are they. Once all the neshamot of the Bnei Yisrael are connected to you, so then you will know which neshama it's Chachmelev. You understand? But once they are connected to you, because Elecha means once the neshama it's connected to you, so you will know which one out those Jews are Chachmelev, are really Chachmelev. And they will be entitled to build the Beit HaMikdash. So you see, this is Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. Now, you have to know something. And listen to what I'm going to tell you now. The Torah said that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, when he died, his face was pure, like a baby. His face was like a, when you say, today when you say old man, you say his face, you know, how do you say, kmatim, kmatim, how do you say his face, you know, all, how do you say, huh? Wrinkles? Well, yes, wrinkles. In French, we say les rides. There is too much wrinkles, you know. Can you imagine? Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years, and his face, his face was so beautiful, Moshe Rabbeinu, like a baby's face. And his eyes were so pure. He did not have, you know, wrinkles in his eyes. Or, you know, the Gemara said, why Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, when he was 120 years, why his face was like a baby? The Gemara gave a beautiful answer, something so incredible. The Gemara said, because Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, when he was in Egypt, and when he went from the palace to see his brothers, and they were workers, they were slaves. And you know what he did? He went and he wiped out their face, and he took, a handkerchief, and he washed their eyes, because they used to work in the desert. You know, the desert, there is too much windy, and there is, you know, la tempête du sable. You know, it's it was very, very windy. You know, this is when there is, it's windy. There is a lot of how do you call it? How do you call it? The dust with the wind, and the Moshe Rabbeinu used to wipe, you know, to take this from their eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Moshe, that's what you do to your friend. That's what you do to your Jews. So I'm going to give you a schar for that. Because of this, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was 120 years, his face was like a baby. Can you imagine that? I mean, we could think because Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave the Torah to the Bnei Israel. We could think because of Moshe Rabbeinu, he did so much good things to the Bnei Israel. So because he did too much good thing to be inside, we could say because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he keep his face, a young face. No, not because of that. Because he has the love of a Jew, Hesed. Because that's what I heard yesterday from a rabbi, big rabbi, Lyon. He said, look what kind of Hesed that Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, he did to the Bnei Israel. What Hesed he did to Bnei Israel? Because Bnei Israel, they were slaves, and because they were working in the desert, and because he took a handkerchief and he washed their eyes and he washed their face. He did not do that to the old Jews, some Jews, because he did that. Kashkri told him, because of that, you will not be old man. There will be no wrinkles in your face. Your eyes will be clean. You will not have a old face, an old man face. You will not have an old man eyes. You will have eyes like a baby's. You did chesed to my children. This is the kind of chesed that I will do to you. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? With all what Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom did to the Jews, he went to the Shamayim. He did this, he did that. No, not because of that. Hashem keep his face and his eyes as a baby's. Not because of that. Only because he was good to the Jews. Now, I would like just to understand one thing. That was Moshe Rabbeinu before he died. It was so beautiful, Moshe Rabbeinu. And people, of course, they ask him, why Moshe? Why you are so beautiful? Why you have 120 years? What is the answer? Because I did Hesed with the Jews. Because I did Hesed. Can you imagine when you do Hesed? That means that Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, he was the one who was given. But now we have a big question. How the Bnei Israel now, according to the letter, I saw the letter that you wrote to your father. So how can how it happened that in Bnei Israel, they had some, they couldn't look at him very, very well, especially the thought that that maybe he did something, you know, they have two opinion about him, and they thought that he was taking their money, and he's fat because he eats too much for the money that he took from them when he built the Mishkan. And some of them, they said, well, they have another negative about him. They thought maybe he's looking at, maybe he's going to steal their wives. Can you imagine that? I mean, it's silly to think that. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he had a beautiful wife, Tzipora, she was a tzaddeket. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be connected to Hashem because he couldn't be in his house and the Jewish people's house. So with the permission of Hashem, he divorces his wife. How can you imagine that about Moshe Rabbeinu? How can you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu is a thief? He is taking money from the... I mean, is Moshe Rabbeinu is the giver. He gives the Torah. And the Torah, it said, "Lo tignov, don't steal." I mean, how can you think that? I mean, how can you think... It's very hard for me to understand that. He gives the Ten Commandments. I mean, the Ten Commandments said, "Lo tahmod, don't invite." The Ten Commandments said, "Lo tigdo, don't steal. Don't invite the wife of your friend." How can you imagine that the Bnei Israel they have suspicions about Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu is thinking to take their wives, stealing their money? How could you think that? You understand my question? I mean, how could he fear him? How could he fear? I mean, how could he fear Moshe Rabbeinu about this? How? I mean, it's not true. But how can you even think that it was a little bit of the truth? I mean, you said that in every lie there is a little bit of truth, but here, I mean, here it's impossible. There is not truth here. There is nothing. Well, nothing. But you know how the Bnei Israel came to that conclusion, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the giving. He was the one who gave. Moshe kibel Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the one ve'atat tzavi. He was the one who used to order to the Torah to the Bnei Israel. But listen to this, please. You have to listen to what I'm going to tell you. It's something that it's very hard for me to tell you this in English, because usually I can say that only in Hebrew. But I will try to explain myself. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, can you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu, all his life, the Shekhinah was with him. He has a face, a beautiful face, like a baby. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one. No one, we can't imagine who was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the one who went to the Shamayim. Even the Malachim were afraid of him. That was Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. We have no image. How can we think who was Moshe Rabbeinu? The neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu is bechol dor vador. With the zechot of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mashiach will come. The neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu is, it is in every generation. The Torah is named after Moshe Rabbeinu. Zichru Sefer Torah Moshe Abdi. Hashem said to the prophet, tell the Jews that the Torah it belongs to Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said to Moshe, the Torah it's yours. It's not mine anymore. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha Kilat Yaakov. Now, it's not Hashem who gives us the tzivui, the orders of the Torah. It's Moshe. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. It's Moshe who gives the tzivui of the Torah. Morasha Kilat Yaakov. It's incredible. We have nothing. We have no thought. We cannot imagine who is Moshe Rabbeinu. So really, to understand Moshe Rabbeinu, you must be connected to him. You must be always behind him. I mean, it's like electricity. To have light in your room, so your room should be connected to the light of the other room. Yes or no? If there is no connection with the light of the other room, there is no connection, there is no light. if the electricity is disconnected, so there is light, but it's disconnected. So you have to put it on. You go to enter a house. There is no light. There is no light. Yes, put on the electricity. You have light. But when the electricity is off, there is no light. So that means to be connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, you need to be connected through the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Tzivalon Moshe Moshe Ke. Through the Torah, you're connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. And you will receive from Moshe Rabbeinu whatever you want. So, when the Jews were connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, for them Moshe Rabbeinu is the best. But when they were not connected through the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, so they thought all kinds of negative things about Moshe Rabbeinu. You understand me? Even now, you can. Yesterday, somebody came to tell me, "Oh, this rabbi, I don't understand him. I don't know this rabbi is a tzaddik. You don't understand him because you are not connected to him. If you were connected to him, you will see only positive things about what he's doing. But because you are not connected to him, so you only see negative things about him." So Moshe Rabbeinu was the tzaddik ador. He was the one who gave the Torah. So when you are connected to Moshe Rabbeinu through the Torah, so you can only see good things about Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ata tetzaveh, when your neshama is on his hand, when you do all best to be hacham lev, so you will receive from Moshe Rabbeinu whatever you want. But if you don't want to receive from Moshe Rabbeinu nothing, you're disconnected from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what you will receive at Moshe Rabbeinu is a stealing, is steal money, because that is fat, he's going to steal my wife. So you see only negative things about him. And this is a lesson for all generation. All generation, when anyone is not connected to a tzaddik, he will see the Satan, the Yitzhara, he will show you only bad things about the tzaddik. You will see only negative things about the tzaddik. Now we understand why they couldn't receive from Moshe Rabbeinu what he was receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even his orders to them, they will not accept it. Sometimes. Why? Because there was no connection to them. Now, don't forget one thing. The one who give, there is the one who give, there is the one who receive, but between them, you need the ratzon, you need the willing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he give. He wants to give you the shefa. You are the kabbe, you are the receiver. You receive. But you need to be mikabel. You need to accept what Hashem wants to give you. Hashem wants to give. But you need to be mikabel. You need the ratzon, you need the willing to be mikabel. Now, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Hashem was the giver. And the world, and now it was the giver. He gave everything. He created the world. But it was not meant to be mikabel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the man to be mikabel. But this man, Adam, if you really want to receive the whole shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he need to have a big ratzon to be mikabel. So Hashem give a behira to the man. You have the behira to be mikabel, to have the ratzon to be mikabel, to receive or not. You understand me? Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he was the one who was mikabel direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu become the general motor, the one who give, the one who give the Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Moshe Kleh, ve'ata tetzaveh, v'kho elecha shemei zayitzar, ve'ata tetzaveh ekol chachmei lev, ve'ata, all this parasha, ve'ata, and you do, ve'asita, you will do, it's you should do. But you need Jews to be mikabel. And most of them, they were mikabel the word of Moshe Rabbeinu. They had the hashpa, they become chachmei lev. They receive whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said, they accept, they did it. As the Torah said, Vayasu bnei Yisrael, and the bnei Yisrael did it as Moshe told them. Ay. As Hashem told Moshe, fabulous. The bnei Yisrael, they receive from Hashem, from Moshe. But when the time, sometimes, they didn't want to receive from Moshe, So they saw only negative things from Moshe. You understand? They saw only negative things from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, we understand one thing. Now I think I explained you. I think that how can we be connected to Moshe Rabbeinu? Even that not only the seven of Adar, we can be connected to Moshe Rabbeinu every second, every minute through the Torah. Through the Torah, when you learn any kind of Torah, because the Torah belongs to Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Parasha Kehilat Yaakov. Your neshama, it was connected at Elecha Shemen. All neshamot of the Jews are connected to the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. So when you study Torah, your connection to Moshe Rabbeinu is stronger. That is the reward that Hashem gives to Moshe Rabbeinu. Even that his name is not mentioned in this parasha, Vayetat Tetzaveh, we are connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just I would like to tell you something. Now you read the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, okay? You read the Zohar, Amar Rabbi Shimon. You read the Likutei Arizal. Now what you're reading? The Zohar, the Mishnah, Likutei Arizal. Yes or not? Now in your mind, you're learning what? In your mind, you study the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Yes or no? It's Moshe. You understand? It's Moshe. Even if you read just Torah, you don't know who wrote this Torah. It's Moshe. Ve'atat Yitzaveh. Even that the name is not mentioned of what you are learning, what you are studying, it belongs to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moshe Kehilat Yaakov. Fabulous. 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 So we are always connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. I would like to finish with one thing. I would like to finish this beautiful shiur with one thing. When Hashem gives the Torah to Parashat Yitro, okay? When Hashem gives the Torah to Moshe, before Hashem gives the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, it was, you know, the preparation of Muhammad al-Sinai, you know, all this kind of preparation. And if you see in Parashat Yitro, Perek Kaf Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, it's fabulous. So I repeat again. Perek Kaf Dalet, Perek 24, Pasuk 3, Pasuk Gimel. It said there, Vayavo Moshe, Vayisaper La'am et Kol Divrei Hashem. And Hashem, and Moshe came to the Jews, and he told them, Vayisaper La'am, he told them all the word of Hashem. And all the word of all the Bnei Israel said, Vayahan Kol Ha'am, Kol Echad, Vayimru Kol HaDvarim HaShem Divrei Hashem Na'aseh. And they said, all what Hashem asks you, we will do, Na'aseh V'Nishma. We'll do and we'll listen. Okay? Now, I don't know if you heard about Rabbi Shimon Raphael Hirsch. Well, he's a big rabbi, he's a big Talmid Chacham. Somebody mentioned me that he asked one question. He said, usually the Torah, when the Torah said, Vayomer, Vaydaber, yes? Vayomer Hashem, Vaydaber Hashem. But you don't understand what the meaning of Vaysaper. Saper is like Sipurim Asir. It's like you count, it's like a story. Sipur. You understand me? What that means, Vaysaper Moshe? Moshe, you know what it is, Vaysaper? Vaysaper is from the word Sipur. What Sipurim Tzadikim, Sipurim Asim. It's, you know, it's stories. Sipur. I mean, here it's not a story. When Moshe Rabbeinu, he told Ben Israel the Mishpatim and the Torah of Hashem, it's not a Sipur. To respect Shabbat, it's a story. To do mitzvot, it's a story. No, it's orders. Do you understand the question? Repeat me the question.
Vayomer, I mean, what that mean? Vayisaper. I mean, we don't understand what it mean. You cannot say, I'm going to tell you a story. Michael, I'm going to tell you a story. What story? You have to respect Shabbat. This is a story. Don't touch the woman that she's Nida. It's not a story. I mean, so why? The Torah says, Vayomer, Vaydaber, Vaytzav, Vaylamed, Vayore, Sivui, Limud. But what that mean by Saper? And even the Pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he was talking to Yitro, he said, Vaysaper Moshe Lechotno, and Moshe said to his father-in-law, all the story about Hashem with Paro. That we understand. Okay? It's a sipur. It's a story. I mean, he told him the story about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That, yes, that is a story. But when you talk about Mishpatim, when you talk about Torah, it's not a sipur. You understand me? Are we thinking, this is the question, but there is an answer. But I have my own answer. And I have my own answer. I was thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go and warn the Bnei Israel about the Mishpatim, about the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom, he told them stories about each mitzvah. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Sometimes, you can only understand a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only through a story. I tell you a story from like the Magid. There were a lot of Magidim that they build a story on a mitzvah. That means if you do this mitzvah, look what the story, what can happen to you. If you do this Abera, look what kind of story could happen to you. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, Vayisaper Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he told them stories about every mitzvah. Now I understand how the Bnei Israel said Na'aseh V'Nishma. I mean, how can the Bnei Israel can tell the first, the Bnei Israel, they had to say Nishma V'Na'aseh. We listen and we do. But here the Bnei Israel, they said, no, we do. How did they accept to do before they listen what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to tell them? But now I understand, because Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he told them stories. He told them, if you do this mitzvah, here is the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do to you. And if you do this Avera, look what a kind of story could happen to you. You understand me? Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he was telling the Jews, he took all his time to explain to the Jews what the goodness of the Torah. He explained the Bnei Israel the goodness of the Torah. What good things could come out from Torah. He told them stories. Nimshoch et libam. Of course, now we understand what the Jews, they heard Sipurim Moshe Rabbeinu, the stories of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the good of the Torah. Quick, they said Na'aseh V'Nishma. It's not logical that you can say Na'aseh V'Nishma without listening. But now, because Moshe Rabbeinu explained them every each mitzvah, the goodness of the mitzvah, so you couldn't say the Torah Hashem, the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah Hashem, it came right in the heart. So they said Na'aseh V'Nishma, and they become like Malachim. Now we understand how Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, a man like Moshe that he was given, he loved to give. He gave his heart, he gave his love, he gave all his strength to the Bnei Israel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're a man like you, I will not find a man like you. So from now on, now that I see how you act, how you love the Torah, how you explain the Torah to the Bnei Israel, so the Torah will go straight to their heart, to their brain. So they are tatit save. From now on, whatever you order, they will listen to you. But one condition. What is it? The Torah will be named on your name. The Torah will be named on your name. Torah Tzivayal Nanu Moshe Emrashat Yad. Torah will be in your name. It's your Torah. It's not my Torah anymore, it's yours. You're the Baal HaBayit. You're the Baal HaBayit of the Torah. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Why Moshe Rabbeinu? He achieved this level because of the Bitul, because of the Anava. He has no Hemda. because he was Chacham Lev. He was clever in his heart. Because his heart, he turned all the bad qualities that a heart could have, he turned them to be good. And because he turned them to be good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he trusted Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a man like you I will not find. So now we understand, up to now, just by learning any pasuk, anything that has a connection to the Torah, you are connected already with Moshe Rabbeinu.
This is the parasha of Yatzat Tzavi.